Well, Ben Fisher, I understand you drew the lucky straw to head up to Santa Fe for the special session. How did the special session affect Silver City and the surrounding areas?
Well, quite a bit, it turns out. It's not over yet, but it's looking like two of our biggest entities, the Town of Silver City Government and Western New Mexico University, could see quite a hit. Town of Silver City is looking at around $100,000 loss from cuts to the Hold Harmless phased out repayment. In 2013, legislature passed a bill that was going to phase out payments to municipalities and county governments of the Hold Harmless repayment, which was established under Governor Richardson to help out municipalities and county governments when they cut gross receipts tax from health care and food. So that has hit Silver City, you know, harder than almost anyone else in the state, because the population here is just over the 10,000 mark that's necessary for these cuts.
Now, so, at $100,000, was that more or less than you were expecting?
Well, there was a lot of concern among the New Mexico Municipal League and local elected officials that they would cut the phased out repayments entirely, and that would have been $800,000 just in the first 6 months of next year from the Town of Silver City before they could enact any gross receipts tax increase that could help alleviate that. So that would have been a pretty unfillable hole in the town budget.
Now, how are these budget cuts going to affect Western New Mexico University compared to other universities in the state?
Well, one of the budgetary bills the state Senate passed on Friday before they adjourned their special session included pretty much a 5% cut across the board of state agencies, and that includes universities. The president, Joseph Shepherd, up here at Western New Mexico University, he had been planning for that 5% cut for a couple months now. He was reading between the lines and was expecting that. That's around $1 million a year, which, you know, as you can imagine, is pretty substantial for a small university. And that's just in the Senate bill. When that bill reached the House Appropriations Committee, there was an amendment that was introduced which would raise cuts to universities to 6%. And that is another $200,000 a year, $1.2 million. So we're looking at a pretty big impact to Western.
How is that compared to other universities?
Well, New Mexico State University, specifically, due to having so many more students than Western, you know, with the 5%, we're looking at about $10 million, and with 6%, about $12 million.
And you have more details about it in this week's paper.
I do.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.